and welcome to another episode of 5280 Nerd. I am one of your hosts, Micah McCartney.
And I am the other, Sean Porter. I am not feeling great today.
Sean is a trooper, and he is shuffling through this week's episode. He's got a bit of a cold, but we are pressing on.
A wee bit of the cold, I do. A wee bit of the cold.
We're pressing on for you guys. We do it for you, so you're welcome.
I'm happy to do it. How was your week, Micah? Oh, sorry, this is episode 33, by the way.
Yeah, 33. It was good, man. I bought The Division. We're going to talk about that in our 2 cents coming up. And what else? Yeah, man, just same old shit. Nothing really going on. Boring life shit. Wedding stuff. But other than that, how about you? How's your week?
Yeah, it's been okay, other than I got a little bit of a cold going on. I guess a little update for you guys who have been listening. We put an offer in a house. Super, like, volatile market in Colorado right now, so we're not sure we'll get it or not, but it's the first step. First house we're putting an offer on, so yeah, it's pretty exciting. Really busy doing that kind of stuff, doing house showings, going to all these open houses and all that. But life's good, though. Can't complain.
Good, man. That's good news. Well, we got a new game. I know that you bought Tom Clancy's The Division as well, correct?
I did.
Okay, well, we're just going to give a first impression of it. We aren't going to give a review because obviously this is a massive game. A lot of people are comparing this game to Destiny, like an MMO, RPG, first-person. Well, this is a third-person shooter. And at first glance and first feel, Sean, it feels a lot like Destiny. It's pretty good so far. First impressions, all right. What do you think?
Yeah, this is a new title from Ubisoft. Came out March 8th. On, I think, all the platforms. It's on PlayStation, Xbox, PC. Really fun game so far. Beautifully designed. There's so much going on your screen. Sometimes it's kind of hard to follow everything. I would say my initial impression, the game style is a little different. It's I told Micah that it reminded me a little bit of like Gears of War, as far as like it's a lot about cover fire. So a lot of the game you're like running and you're looking for obstacles to duck behind and hide behind the whole game. But yeah, it's beautifully made. There's like I see this side of like Destiny, I guess, or like a game of that type, because there's a lot of stuff to collect. You create your character, you have to like, you equip him as you go along, like his armor, you could raise the armor skill and level, and same with weapons. You could purchase weapons or you could find weapons, you could build weapons, you could build armor, you could build clothes, you could find clothes. So there, yeah, it's a huge game. There's a ton of aspects to it. Something that both me and Micah really liked and disliked at the same time about Destiny because of the way they did it was this building your character, like developing who your character is. You're like assigned as an agent. So far I'm really liking that aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, now that is a great way to describe the game, Sean. It is definitely has a tone of Gears of War. It has a tone of Destiny in it. And then it has a tone of like a Rainbow Six type feel. I enjoy the third person. It's nice to shake it up a little bit, you know, with Call of Duty and Halo and Fallout and Star Wars Battlefront. All these are first person shooters, so it's nice. I enjoy third person shooters. It changes it up a little bit, and the graphics are really good in it. Definitely a next gen gaming platform. But yeah, I mean, Ubisoft is definitely not my favorite. They kind of just produce games like I don't know, they're more about volume, not quantity. You know, they produce a lot of games, and I don't think all of them are a hit. You know, definitely the Assassin's Creed speaks to that. They have a new Assassin's Creed, I think, every week. So, I don't know. The gameplay overall is fun. The shooter, I mean, who doesn't love customization? Who doesn't love a leveling up system to learn? It's all fun to kind of get into and read forums. I enjoy that, Sean. A big game to dive into and learn. But I haven't tried matchmaking yet with Sean. I haven't heard of any issues. But who knows? I think it would be a lot of fun to go through these missions together. I've watched a lot of people on Twitch do that, go through these missions together. And I think it's a great game. I know that there's my only beef with it so far, Sean, I'm only like a level 6. I've really taken my time with it. I haven't like just tried to level up quickly. Probably like 6-7 hours with it. Just kind of like learning everything, reading up on it, just going around and doing side missions, things like that. It's fun. But my only thing I have a problem with, Sean, is you get to a point where you have these bullet sponges. And the kind of Destiny had the same problem with these bosses. It's just like the higher level you get, like it takes an hour to kill one guy because it's just a higher level. You know what I mean? And doesn't normally take a different skill set or particularly better weapons, or it just takes longer to kill them. And I think that that's lazy developing. I don't think that's creative. And that's my only beef with it so far. I've read some pre-reviews from Polygon and IGN, and they have the same complaint. I'm excited to dive into this. I know Sean is as well. The story kind of seems bland. Don't you agree? It's kind of...
You know, I didn't think about the aspect of it being from Ubisoft. I agree with you in the... I'm not a huge fan of their titles. Typically, like you said, they do put a ton of content out. But it is eerily similar to, like, Assassin's Creed, Prince of Persia. I know, they do Far Cry too, right?
I think so. They do some. They do all the Rainbow Six games too.
Yeah. And so those all definitely have similar types of mechanics as far as like you're a third person.
Yeah.
Usually massive world gameplay. Yeah, no. The premise of the game is you're set in like a virus breaks out, and so the world breaks down as far as like... riots and like towns are overthrown by like violence and stuff, and this group called the Division is activated. They're like sleeper cell agents in every city, and they're used to like take back cities and help regain control. These agents are placed in all these cities and live everyday lives until they're activated, and so you're this activated agent in this like I guess post-apocalyptic world where civilization's kind of broken down a little bit, and so there's a lot of violence so far in the game. So yeah, in that aspect, it's like a futuristic version of a lot of the games we mentioned already.
But it is
the graphics are beautiful. So far the gameplay has been fun. I would agree with Mike on the sponge bullets, I guess, weapons. Yeah, a lot has to be seen. I haven't gotten super far. We'll definitely give you guys more of a full review as we go along. But so far, I'm enjoying it. I would say at this point, in my first impression, I would give it a 7 out of 10.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's definitely not exceeded any expectations of, wow, this is groundbreaking. This is a very addictive. I mean, it's fun and it's a little addictive at first, but I don't know. I think
it's a story I feel like I've heard a million times.
Yeah,
like, something happened big and we have to like save the whatever. And
yeah, the story's not captivating so far. I don't want to speak for the whole thing because I haven't finished it, but I think it's fair, Sean. It's pretty average. It might get better the more... I know Destiny got better the closer you got to in-game content, so that's why I want to reserve it. It might get a lot better. And who knows? Playing with a friend changes the whole experience of any game. So playing it with you and Clarence or just anybody is going to make the game either a lot more fun or just kind of the same. So we'll keep you guys posted once we kind of have a full review. Hopefully it'll be, I don't know, just depends on when we get through it. We aren't like IGN or Polygon. We're not going to get through this in like 2 or 3 days. It's going to take some time. Yeah. So we'll let you guys know when we get a full review of it. So,
all right, well, moving on into the news. That was kind of our 2 cent section. The first thing I wanted to bring up was Beetlejuice sequel. We've kind of talked about this in the past a little bit, but it's been officially greenlit, according to Tim Burton now. Winona Ryder came out on something that said that she was like on a late night talk show, I don't know, probably 5 months ago, and she said something about she was going to be in the new Beetlejuice movie, and that was like the last we heard of it for a long time. And now recently, Tim Burton was speaking to Showbiz Spy, which is like a website, and he confirmed that there is definitely going to be a new Beetlejuice sequel. Winona Ryder and Michael Keaton have signed up to be in it. It's 26 years since the original. Was a big fan of it. Still am a big fan of the original Beetlejuice. I thought Michael Keaton was amazing in it. Tim Burton always does. Tim Burton has been hit or miss over the years, but that was one of the ones I felt like he really hit out of the park. So
yeah, no, it's been a while, 26 years since the original. It's a great movie, but I don't know. I mean, of course you have reservations. It's exciting. If you're a big fan of the franchise of this film, of course you're going to be more excited. It just depends on how much you liked the original. I think it's exciting to me. I love the whole cast of Winona Ryder and Michael Keaton. Definitely reminds me of my childhood a little bit. But yeah, it's exciting. We'll have to wait and see. Not like losing my mind over it. Are you, Sean?
Not losing my mind, but I definitely am excited to see it. Especially if Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder, if they have a lot of the original cast back, I think it's pretty cool. Tim Burton, he said, the film is a go and has been approved by a Warner Brothers team. We have talked with the cast members we wanted for the film, and they are all on board. This includes both Winona Ryder and Keaton. We have a script in hand. Everything is in place. All we need to do now is get ready to start filming. There's not been any word if Alec Baldwin or Catherine O'Hara are going to be in it. They were the dead couple that was in the house. And then Gina Davis was Winona Ryder's mom. But I guess she's been signed to a project. I guess they're doing an Exorcist television show. Again, anything that could be remade, they're working on remaking it. And she's supposed to be in that, so I don't know if she's going to be coming back either. I think it's going to be cool. I think Michael Keaton has had a huge push in stardom lately. I guess a big rise in his brand since Birdman came out. So, you know, I think with that on there, I think that's going to be a big push for the movie to be great. So we'll see. I'm curious to see what happens.
Yeah.
Tim Burton, like I said, Tim Burton's kind of been hit or miss over the years. So
yeah. The Willy Wonka was a fucking joke. Hated that. Yeah. The new Willy Wonka. So definitely he's had some misses. But yeah. Well, moving right along. We have some tech news. There's an Apple event coming March 21st, and Sean knows a lot more about this than I do, so why don't you take it away, buddy?
Sure. So Apple does a few big events every year. September is usually their biggest event. That's when they come out with, like, new products or, like, game changers. But usually their early year events are updates to things, reinventions of things. You know, a lot of times we'll see, like, sometimes, like, an S version of something will come out, like a special edition of something will come out. And that's no exception for this time. So, held in a Cupertino campus, they are supposed to be announcing, rumor has it, a new 4-inch iPhone. It's called the iPhone SE, which the 4-inch was probably, like, the iPhone 5, I believe, was that size. And the current iPods are that size as well. Supposedly those were touted as like that was the best ergonomic screen size hands down ever invented. Like they did all this testing to find exactly like the average hand, it fit perfectly, you could reach every part of the screen, which I agree with. I have a 6S, which is a giant iPhone, and there's features built in to reach every part, but it's definitely a pain in the butt sometimes it is hard to hold, sometimes it's hard to hit an icon that's far off on the screen or something if I'm scrolling through. But I do appreciate the large screen size if I'm viewing like a video or playing a game. Obviously this phone's going to be a little bit cheaper as far as a price point for people. It has most of the new features of the 6S Plus. Yes, sorry. And so most of those features are going to be on there. I think that not all of them are going to be incorporated, as far as like I know there are the 3D touch photos or the like live photo, I think they call it.
Yeah.
I think there's a whole bunch of rumors going up, but next that they have coming out, they have a smaller 9.7 inch iPad Pro. So they just released end of last year, the 12 inch iPad Pro, which has been a pretty big success so far. It's wicked expensive. I really want to get one because I do graphic design, and I think for its tablet capabilities, I really appreciate it as far as like drawing and illustrating on it. But maybe a 9.7 inch would suffice, especially if I'm just doing illustrations on it, and if it's able to work with the Apple Pencil, I think that would be a definitely helpful, useful tool for me, especially if it's a lot less expensive. I think the iPad Pro right now goes for like, I think it's like $1,200 to $1,400.
It's a lot of money.
Something like that. Yeah, that's a new computer for most people. So yeah, hopefully it's a little cheaper and it still has the same amount of power behind it, still at that pro level. There's supposed to be some new watch bands coming out, which feels like every Apple event they do, for some reason they have to come out with new watch bands. I don't know. I think there's enough third party and current Apple Watch brands or bands out that we don't need a new one every single time they do an event.
Yeah.
But maybe there's like a huge population of people out there that are just like dying for new bands for their watches. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is exciting. I think it's always good to hear about an Apple event. These new products. I'm curious to see the iPhone SE. Curious to hear all the details. But Apple events are always fun, so it's good to keep up on the news for that. So
some other like little cool stuff they have, like iOS, the final version of iOS 9.3 is coming out. tvOS 9.2, which I got the new Apple TV, and there are some little quirks that I'm hoping they're fixing. There's new watchOS that's supposed to be coming out. So a bunch of little revisions, nothing huge. Again, like they always at the beginning of the year, they kind of have these revisions to everything. And then the big stuff comes out in September, which they're thinking new MacBooks are probably scheduled for September this year for sure. All of us have heard the rumors of the new iPhone 7 without the headphone jack and everything. That probably won't be released until later this year for sure, like probably in September. But yeah, man, I'm excited. Every time Apple comes out with something new, it's always interesting to see. Sometimes they throw curveballs, so we won't know until March 21st. So
yeah, well, it's exciting. I can't wait to watch the event. So moving right along, we got some Rocket League news. Me and Sean have been playing a lot of Rocket League. It's just a relaxing, no brain, just drink while you play with your friends type of game. So we've been playing a lot, and so we have some news that kind of exciting. So I guess there's rumors going around about a new basketball mode. It's probably going to be called Hoops. There's no release date on it. So that's all the news that there is on that. But I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like Rocket League is great how it is. I don't understand how a new basketball mode, how would that even work with cars? I don't even know. But
I think it's interesting. I think there's only so much you can do with that franchise.
Exactly.
You know, like there's all these different skins and things like that you could use. I think it's cool. You know, I don't think it's going to catch on quite like Rocket League has. Like I think concept is pretty solid as far as like the soccer franchise that they have. The ball and the ergonomics work really well. Me and Micah and Clarence the other day tried the hockey version where it's like a giant puck on like an icy surface. Same thing, I guess it'd be the exact opposite of hoops, is like the puck hardly ever leaves the ground because of its ergonomics. It pretty much stays flat the whole time. So you're not doing a lot of aerial stuff, whereas I would imagine in hoops you'd have to be a lot better at aerial stuff. So I think it's probably a good like counterpart to the hockey version. So if you're really good at aerial stuff, play hoops. If you like it on the ground, play the hockey version. If you just want a regular, obviously you have Rocket League traditional. I think it's cool. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's better to just come out with different game modes. Maybe like come out with new skins, new cars, or whatever you want to call it. Keep it the same it is with the soccer and the hockey idea and versions behind the game. And then, you know, like I said, like a game mode, there might be like a home run derby mode where you like, you charge up really, really fast down this long, crazy hill and you hit this thing as far as you can. You have to power up right at the, you know what I mean? Like just something, a good game mode like that. I think that that's a smarter way to keep the game interesting for people to keep coming back to it. But adding like, well, next is coming up is lacrosse, Rocket League. Oh, like that's stupid. That's you can only go so far with that franchise. But we'll see what happens. We also have news: Rocket League Championship Series. Psychonautic, I think, is the name of the company that made Rocket League, right? It's Psychonautic or Psychonauts.
I think so, something like that.
Yeah.
Psychonics, Psynox? I don't know.
Something like that.
These damn video game companies.
I know this is like their only big game that this game developers had. But they're partnering up with Twitch for their first championship, which is pretty exciting. This would be so much fun to watch on Twitch, Sean. Just like see a team go through. Because it's literally like a sport. It's not, but the game itself is like a sport. It's easy to understand. I know Hearthstone, competitive gaming, you have to really understand the cards and how the game works in order to really watch it and enjoy it. That's not the case with Rocket League. Rocket League is just like, oh, they have to get the ball in the goal. Who's going to do it? Watch it, you know? So it's like, I think it'll be a competitive thing that will be very fun to enjoy. But teams of three can register to play in the three-month series, which will conclude with a prize pool of $75,000. It's only for PlayStation 4 and PC for the moment. Hopefully it'll come to Xbox One and Xbox Live as far as the championship and being able to do it competitively soon. But what do you think about it, Sean?
No, I agree, man. I think it should be really fun. We play with one of our good friends and listeners, Clarence, a lot. I think it'd be fun. Do like a Team 50 280 nerd, and if once it comes out for Xbox One, and you know, sign up. I don't know how the games work. If you can play whenever, or if it has like a set schedule, that might be a little more difficult to do. But it'd be fun to see how far we could get. I know we started playing ranked matches a while ago, and they have this really elaborate ranked system already currently in place, where you kind of work your way up in the ranking system, and we're still pretty low down in the totem pole on that one. But it definitely makes the game a lot more challenging, and the higher we've gotten ranked, we definitely see players who are insanely skilled already, and we're still pretty far down the totem pole. So I can imagine like those high up ranked guys, how good they are. Because there's definitely a lot of nuance to how to play the game and how to play it correctly. And I've seen guys like just do these insane shots and dribble and control the ball really well. I think it's definitely a skill that you can learn over time. But I think it's cool. It's perfect for esports. You can't find a game that's better for esports. It's simple, it's clean, it's beautiful, it almost always works perfectly. It's perfect for teams.
Yeah.
Easy to build teams
around. I completely agree. I think it's a great esports game. Pretty excited to watch it. But yeah, so that's about it. Moving right along, we have a follow-up. We were talking about the Lethal Weapon TV reboot a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so there's more news. According to Variety, Clayne Crawford will play Martin Riggs. And then they've also confirmed Damian Wayne as Roger, Danny Glover's character. I don't know the last name. Murtaugh. Well, yeah, that I think Damian Wayne's funny, so it'll be a good little reboot, hopefully.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I think Clayne Crawford, he's been in a ton of TV shows. I know he was like, he's been in Justified, a whole bunch of stuff like that. I don't know of any movies he's been in, but he totally looks like what you would think of, like, I don't know, like Bruce Willis. Like Bruce Willis, kind of like esque young kid, I don't know. So he fits that like character really well. I think he'll be really good at it. Damon Wayans is hilarious. I think he'd be good comic relief. Yeah, just wanted to follow up. We talked about this already. We didn't know who was going to play that part yet. That's nice that they already have that picked out. So that means that they're probably getting closer to actually launching the show. If it's any good, I don't know. There's been a million cop TV shows out before. There's kind of like a set format for that. But yeah, we'll see.
No, it's interesting. Can't wait. We enjoy these reboots. Want to keep you guys posted on them. But moving right along, some interesting news. Daisy Ridley, she was the star, Sean, of the new Star Wars Force Awakens. She played Rey. She is up for the Tomb Raider reboot as Lara Croft. There's nothing set in stone, but there's a lot of rumors circulating about her starring in a new Lara Croft reboot. I think this is a great choice. I totally see her doing a Lara Croft. She even has the accent, if you've heard her talk. She just has this, like, I don't know if it's British or Australian, but I don't know why I get those two confused, because they're totally different. But yeah, I think she'd be good for this role. What do you think, Sean?
Man, I don't know. I feel like it seems like she'd be really busy working on Star Wars movies. So, I mean, if she has time, I know Star Wars movies are already scheduled out for the next, like, 10 years. But yeah, you don't want to see a character or an actor get typecast and then stuck in one role. I feel like Mark Hamill, that kind of definitely happened to him. He kind of got stuck playing Luke Skywalker, and it was really hard for him to find roles outside of that, and kind of ruined his career, ultimately. Like, he has like this great accomplishment, but there's not really a lot else he's been in, you know? So I think, I'm sure she doesn't want to fall into that same typecast role. Lara Croft, I could see her doing that, you know? We've seen a couple iterations of Lara Croft, especially with, oh God, what's her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie. I think she did a phenomenal job. Those movies are all pretty accurate to the game, I felt like. I think she did a good job playing Lara Croft. I think this girl would also do a good job. So, yeah, I mean, good on her. If she has time and she can schedule it out and make it work, why not? You got to make that money when you can. Because you never know, you know.
Yeah.
When your star's going to fade. And I'm sure she's got a good contract with Star Wars, but sometimes they pick lesser-known actors so they don't have to pay them a ton, because they know their property is going to go on for so long. So I don't know what her contract is with Star Wars. I'm sure she's getting paid really well, but not like crazy star well. So
yeah, well, I think it'd be a good fit. I don't know why I just see her in that role.
Yeah,
but
I definitely picture Lara Croft as British for some reason.
Yeah,
I don't think absolutely. She's in the game, but I still picture her as.
Yeah, it's exciting. We'll keep an eye on it, and hopefully I'm sure that they can work around her schedule with Star Wars if they really wanted to. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on that. But another casting thing, Sean, that we're keeping an eye on is J.K. Simmons is cast as Commissioner Gordon in the new Justice League movie, Zack Snyder's upcoming Justice League Part 1. I was so excited to hear this.
No, I think that's really cool. I think that perfect casting.
He is a great actor. He's always the one that does the farmers commercials is what he's really, you know, famous for. But he also has done, he was in the Spider-Man film. He was like the head of the newspaper guy for the Spider-Man films.
Yeah.
He was in the Ultimate Spider-Man. He's been in a lot of other series.
He was in this movie called Whiplash like 2 years ago, 2014.
Yeah. He won an Academy Award.
Phenomenal, man. Dude, I love that movie. It was so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he, his character in it was just like, that dude could act his ass off when he wants to.
Yeah. I think he's really good. He was also in Juno. I don't know if you remember. He was a dad in Juno.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a little role, but yeah, he's done a movies here and there, and he's a phenomenal actor. I'm so glad that DC has casted somebody great for that role. Him and Ben Affleck hopefully will have good chemistry on screen, and hopefully he'll do a great Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, man. I think he's going to be... I think he's gonna be really good at it. He's got like a, I don't know, like a quiet toughness about him. Like he doesn't seem intimidating, but he looks like, definitely after seeing Whiplash, he could turn on the intimidation if he wants to, which I think is like a big part of Commissioner Gordon. So
yeah, well, that's it's pretty exciting. I think, you know, we have Batman vs Superman just, what is it, a week away now? It's like a week or two away. I cannot wait to see it, dude. It's gonna be, it's gonna be so good. It's gonna be
just around the corner, and we start this whole. I mean, I guess DC's already started if you take in consideration the first Superman movie,
Man of Steel.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like this is really the start of DC's run at making this series work.
Yeah,
I'm so excited for it. I think it's gonna be phenomenal. The Justice League stuff, knowing that there's going to be all these new movies coming out. Yeah, man, there's just so many good stuff coming out with it. There's going to be a ton of movies. The characters that they're picking just seem really on point. Everything I've heard about this movie coming out sounds amazing. Yeah, man, I think it's going to be good. I actually did hear they greenlit, finally, an animated The Killing Joke series.
Oh, okay.
So it's like coming out. It's going to be a rated R animated movie. I don't know if they've cast anybody yet. I've heard a lot of rumors that Mark Hamill is going to do Joker in it. His Joker is phenomenal. So yeah, if he does that, I think that'd be great. Especially the Killing Joke and a rated R Killing Joke. It's going to be intense.
I think it's going to be really good. Yeah, that should be incredible. For those of you who don't know, that is probably the most famous Joker story arc in the DCU. that would be, that'd be great. I'm always down for some Joker stuff. I know that there's been a lot of serious animated movies that have come straight to DVD that were kind of like PG-13. I don't think there's ever been an R one, but that's pretty exciting. Hopefully that'll be something that picks up, you know.
Definitely thanks to Deadpool on that one, because it definitely paved the way that showed that you can make a profit off of a rated R movie.
Yeah.
Rated R superhero movie, so...
Yeah,
that's the only reason this thing's gonna get made, is because Deadpool did so well. So,
yeah.
Awesome. Right. Just one question I had really quick for the Q&A. So we've talked. I think we've kind of danced around this subject in the past, but as far as the Justice League movies coming out, what movie are you the most excited for outside of like a Batman or a Superman? As far as like the Justice League goes.
You know, I think we are pretty similar on this. We both enjoy Barry Allen, The Flash. We enjoy the character in the comic books. It's either between Barry Allen or Hal Jordan, Green Lantern. I want redemption for Green Lantern, because I still stick by my guns and say I enjoyed Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds as a good movie. But obviously it got horrible reviews and was bombed at the box office, but I just want there to be a good Green Lantern movie and a good Flash movie. So I'm really excited for those two characters outside of Batman and Superman. How about you?
Yeah, no, I would agree. I think I don't really care to ever see an Aquaman standalone movie. The Flash would be phenomenal. I would love to see a Green Arrow standalone movie that's outside of that TV show that came out.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to make one. But yeah, Flash one I think would be... I think you could do a lot with it. I don't know. I think it might be a little harder because that TV show has done so well. And a lot of people really enjoy it. So I think you're going to have a harder time separating that.
Yeah, that might be a problem. I agree. But also, I think the reason why they didn't put Green Arrow in the Justice League of the Cinematic Universe, Zack Snyder's Justice League, is because it's too similar to Batman. It's too similar, you know,
sure.
The playboy who's the vigilante, who's just a man who doesn't have any superpowers. You know what I mean? So I think that's why they steered clear of that. Might also be because of the TV show as well, but... Yeah, I was curious. I mean, maybe they didn't think Flash would be as successful as it was, you know, and here they are. But pretty interesting.
I know a lot of people were really upset that they didn't cast a kid that plays it in the TV show.
Yeah.
But the guy from the TV show said, no, like, he totally gets it. He supports the other actor that they picked out for the movies, and he said he'd give him any pointers that he could and work with him if he wanted to. And I think it's cool. I mean, I think you probably appreciates the success he has and doesn't want to rock the boat and wants to keep doing what he's doing because they are having a ton of success over there. Anyway, I'll see anything they put out. If it's DC, I'll go watch it.
And the Jason
Shazam,
Momoa guy.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Aquaman, I'm on board.
Yeah, the Jason Momoa guy from Game of Thrones who's doing Aquaman. Maybe,
yeah.
You know, the Ant-Man was very successful with Paul Rudd.
Totally.
For Marvel. So maybe, you know, he can change this persona of Aquaman, and maybe it'll be a really good standalone film, and maybe he'll be a great character in the Justice League. But I'm hopeful for it, but I know what you mean. It's not something that's super... interesting character.
All right, guys, well, I still feel like crap, so we're gonna wrap it up a little early. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We appreciate you guys so much. We're trying to get back in the role of doing this more regularly and getting our episodes a little longer again for you guys, but we hope you guys are enjoying this as much as we are. If you guys want to chime in on what movie you're the most excited for in the Justice League movies coming out, we'd love to hear it. You can always reach us at 5280nerd. You can reach myself at Sean H. Porter. You can reach Micah at
Vash0077.
All of us on Twitter. Like always, it helps us a ton if you rate and review us on iTunes. Give us those stars. Give us a nice comment. And then always check out our website for past episodes. If you want to get caught up or you want to reach out to us on there, you can. We appreciate you guys. Thank you guys again so much. We hope you have a great week. And yeah, thanks.
Later, guys.
Got a wee bit of the cold, I do. A wee bit of the cold.